Pardon me, miss. I was wondering if I could sit right next to you. Would that be all right? Splendid. I'll take two fingers of your house bourbon, whichever that may be. See if they won't help me brighten up my night. Well, if I'd have to say so, it's been a rather rough one at that. Things not working out as they had been planned. And furthermore, I must say, it has been a very eternal night that has been repeating itself for the last few weeks. I am more than ready for it to come to an end. Since you've done me the modesty of asking me a question, let me offer one in return. What brings you to this very dead bar at this time of night? I see. Well, that doesn't sound very promising, does it? Especially in a bar like this one. Well, you need to understand that since breeds have been coming out into place and the world has changed, you know, with the pure acceptance that vampires such as myself do exist and have existed for a very long time. Well, there are certain bars that only cater to us, like this one. You see, I ordered bourbon, but it's not just bourbon. It's a 50-50 mixed concoction that this skilled bartender knows how to make. In other words, I am not just drinking bourbon. This bourbon has blood in it. And it is mighty fine on this night, if I might say so. Oh, yes. Mighty fine. But it seems that since you haven't been a regular here for some time, Phil, the bartender, he already figured that out. So when you ordered something, he didn't give you the vampire version. He gave you the, well, how do youngsters say these days? Normie version. I ain't here to judge. I am just here to enjoy this drink and enjoy the company, which seems to have blessed me tonight. Phil, please do me the ever so favor to get us another round for me and my friend. Your name? Well, it is my absolute pleasure to have made your acquaintance. My name is Henry. Henry Worthbrook, at your service. Yes, you are very right in guessing so. I am Worthbrook of the Worthbrook family that's been here for quite some time now. My family has been here for quite a bit. Let's just leave it at that. I was turned about... Well, I do forget since it's been so long, but I would say at least 4 centuries. Yes, at least 4, give or take. I have been around the world, but this always seems to be the place to call home. A place where I really do not need to think about my next move. It just comes easy to live my days here, especially when we have such grounds and roots here for some time now. And if I may ask, what brings you here again? A little mysterious, are you? Making the evening interesting. Well, you keep it to yourself, or you offer it up whenever you like. I won't say anything else. I'll just enjoy your company. At least until I get another round, right, Phil? Thank you, sir. Well, like I've mentioned before, this night has been the same for about a few weeks. What I mean by this is not that the same night has been occurring over and over again. I mean that the circumstances have been the same. They have all been rather shitty, if I might say so. And it does not seem like they will be turning around at any point. Well, it's just family troubles. Having a rather aggressive family will get you that way. I have to be always after them, cleaning their messes. And it is not fun. Actually, I have to be leaving soon. But I would like to ask you this. I do have a job that needs a human touch. If you'd like to accompany me, I'd be more than willing to give you the job and very handsomely pay you for your efforts. Well, here. I'll leave you my card. Give me a call if you change your mind. And if you'd like to get paid very nicely, or just have a very nice conversation, you be sure to call now. You have a wonderful evening. It was very nice to meet you.